Rubbish, said Bella.
You think you know everything, said Flossie. Those ginger biscuits, they're full of iron. That's why they're brown.
You know you're not allowed biscuits, dear, said Mother. Not during the week. Flossie wasn't fat. She was just a little bit plump. Mother always tried to keep an eye on her diet to make sure she didn't eat too many sweet things. What Flossie wanted most in this world was to be tall and thin, just like her big sister Bella. They were still yattering away. Bella was now talking about an important examination which might or might not get her into university. Flossie hoped very much she passed it and got to university and left home, because Flossie had been promised her room. There was nothing in the whole world that Flossie wanted more than to have Bella's room. There were, in fact, lots of things in this big wide world which Flossie wanted very much. Bella's room and being tall and thin just happened to be two of them.
He shouldn't have been dropped, said Fergus, returning to the subject of football once again.
Didn't it hurt his head? Asked Flossie.
Fergus took no notice of Flossie. He got up and went to the fridge to pour himself some more orange juice.
Sit down, Fergus, said his mother. You know you're not allowed to get up during tea. You should have made sure you had enough to drink before you sat down.
Flossie liked to hear her big brother and her big sister being told off. It seemed to her she was always the one being told off.
When he was dropped, said Flossie, didn't it hurt the footballer's head?
Ha ha, very funny, said Fergus.
Yes, I thought so, said Flossie.
You can go back to sleep now, said Fergus to Flossie. Specky four eyes.
That's a horrid thing to say, Fergus, said her mother, very cross. I've told you about that before.
Sorry, Flossie, said Fergus. Sorry.
Flossie often did think of good jokes, funny things to say, interesting things to say. But at tea time, the others never gave her a chance. It wasn't fair. She wished her mother would hurry up and cut the cake. It was only in the last few months that Flossie had been forced to wear spectacles. She was suffering from something called astigmatism. All it meant was that she had a very, very slight squint in one eye. Her mother had promised Flossie that she would not have to wear spectacles forever. If she was a good girl and wore them till she was 14, then her eyes would be perfect, because they would have grown and changed by then, and she would never have to wear spectacles ever again. Oh, if only she could be 14 now. Flossie was 9 years old. Her birthday was on October the 31st, Halloween. Every year it was on Halloween. That was one of Flossie's jokes. She was very proud, as it made her seem rather special. She would have hated to have been born on April Fool's Day. And she wouldn't have liked to have been born on Christmas Day. Bella and Fergus, being mean, would then have cheated and only given her one present every Christmas Day, not two. Bella was 18 years old. She was grown up, really, as far as Flossie was concerned. Fergus was 16 years old. He was just stupid and silly, like all boys, as far as Flossie was concerned. Flossie's full name was Flora MacDonald MacDougall MacSporran Teacake. Bella's full name was Isabella Iona Glasgow Edinburgh Teacake. Fergus was Fergus Duncan Dougal Hector Teacake. They had all been given Scottish names because their father had been born in Scotland, and he was very proud of being Scottish. It was a shame he had such a silly surname as Teacake. He had thought of changing his surname by deed poll, but his mother, Flossie's grandmother, would simply not hear of it.
Teacake had been good enough for Teacakes for centuries. Every Teacake had been called Teacake, so that was that.
Flossie used to like being called Flossie when she was little, but now she had decided it was babyish. Or it sounded like a doll, or perhaps a kitten. But it was too late now. She had changed her name the other week to Karen, but nobody had noticed and had carried on calling her Flossie. Then she told everyone she was to be called Cindy, but everyone had still persisted in addressing her as Flossie. For one whole weekend she was Tracy, and wrote Tracy all over her new